Mr. Otani will receive all of his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies, illustrating his strong belief in both FTX and the crypto industry.
No.
Oh no!
Oh no!
No chick up for Shohei. I don't think this quite rises to that level, but it's a little disappointing. He has been pretty judicious when it comes to being an ambassador and a spokesperson for things. Like, I have read that he's left a lot of endorsement deals on the table, and certainly has signed a lot, especially in Japan, but this is not what I would have chosen for him to rep crypto. Oh well, I guess I'm glad he's making money.
Yeah.
It's in the form of crypto.
Sure. There's obviously a limit to this logic, but I generally don't regard athletes trying to make money through endorsements. You have your bright shining time, and it is sometimes not as long as you hope it will be. And so I understand making money while you can, but I just will forever resent anyone who tries to make me know more about this.
Yes, well, maybe we will touch on Otani again later, depending on how several words go it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we will take a quick break, and we will be back with a guest. And this interview falls under the category of, can't believe it took us this long to talk about this. It's like when we had the creators of Blazeball on the show, and I thought, how did we not do this before? Because that whole game is about what if baseball was different. If baseball were different, how different would it be? And that goes for the Savannah Bananas as well. So many of you, I'm sure, have heard of the Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball, their attempt to debut a dramatically different and perhaps more exciting version of baseball. This is a team that is in Savannah, Georgia, and is playing exhibition games and is part of a college summer league, but also has this traveling team that plays Banana Ball. And it's basically like every effectively mailed email show question put together into a game. And we will be talking now to Zach Frangelo, who is the director of entertainment for the Savannah Bananas. So we'll discuss how the Bananas came to be and where their future lies and what, if anything, could be borrowed from Banana Balls to make Major League Baseball better. So that is Zach's going to just join us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, well,